1390 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the race for the White House. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Some Democrats bemoaning President Biden's performance at the CNN presidential debate with former President Trump on abortion.
Roe v. Wade, you have late-term abortion. You can do whatever you want, depending on the state. You can do whatever you want. We don't think that's a good thing. We think it's a radical thing.
For 51 years, that was the law. 51 years, constitutional scholarship said it was the right way to go. 51 years, and it was taken away because this guy put very conservative members on the Supreme Court.
ABC News political contributor Steve Roberts.
I think this is a disaster for Joe Biden. He looked every bit his age and more. The contrast with Donald Trump, who came across as so much more vigorous, was just stunning.
The Biden camp says the president has a cold. The Trump camp claiming victory. This is ABC News. A jury in federal court has ordered the NFL to pay billions in damages. It ruled the league violated antitrust laws in distributing out-of-market Sunday afternoon games on a premium subscription service. Some countries are telling their citizens to leave Lebanon.
The U.S. Embassy in Beirut urging Americans to, quote, strongly reconsider travel to Lebanon, saying the security situation can quickly change. That as the Biden administration's fears grow of a war breaking out between Israel and Lebanese-based Hezbollah, what would likely include IDF airstrikes on Beirut. Israeli leaders say they are giving U.S. diplomatic efforts a chance to end the fighting with Hezbollah. But they are also preparing for war. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Bronny James joining his father, LeBron, in the big leagues. He was drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers, the team his father has played for since 2018. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another attempt to recall State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss comes up short. The Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled Thursday the recall petitioners failed to turn in enough valid signatures. Three Republican commissioners and one Democrat voted that hundreds of signatures were gathered after the deadline. Outreach specialists are trying to recruit the next generation of Hmong farmers in Wisconsin. Many Hmong farmers are getting close to retirement age and their grown children have different ideas about farming.
Older Hmong farmers, farming is therapeutic for them. They're making a little bit of money, but also farming and gardening makes them happy. The difference is that these younger farmers, they want farming to be financially sustainable.
Ye'imwa Yang is with the Groundswell Conservancy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
In the first round, the Bucks select A.J. Johnson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first-round draft pick is out of California and played in the Australian Pro League. Bucks GM John Horst on A.J. Johnson.
He is a 6'5 guard with about a 6'8 wingspan, 6'8-plus wingspan. So, you know, he'll play at all of it 6'5, maybe even 6'6. He's about 170 pounds. He's gonna add weight, but he's a really hard worker, really driven kid.
So what does the 19-year-old bring to Milwaukee?
No, I would definitely say athleticism, my playmaking ability, like, just my electricness. I feel like I can do stuff out there that you might not see a lot, and I feel like I could just help any organization win.
Baseball, the Brewers sweep the Rangers with a 6-5 win in 10 innings, but third baseman Joey Ortiz left the game after colliding with a roll of tarp going after a fly ball.
Yeah, he's dealing with this neck thing, and he's had it since L.A. Said it was okay, he just doesn't feel great swinging.
As Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and a few showers developing in the late night. By sunrise, we'll be in the lower 60s. Winds will be gusty. Shower and thunderstorm chances on the increase for Friday as mostly cloudy skies prevail. Highs in the middle 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area. And then we talk all things entertainment with OnMilwaukee.com's Matt Miller. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matinair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy debate day. Happy Thursday. It's going to be an interesting evening. We have some friends coming over. We're getting a couple of bottles of wine out. I'm going to have to be well anesthetized just to watch Donald Trump for an hour and a half. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Well, the Supreme Court was never meant to be kings or queens. Of course, it's debate night. What CNN says they're not going to fact check on the air. They're going to fact check on Twitter. Right. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. Also, geeky science. A butterfly flew across the Atlantic Ocean. How do they store enough energy to do that? In the second hour of our program, our buddy from Ukraine, Phil Itner, is going to drop by with an update on what's going on in that violent attack against a democratic country by the dictatorship of Russia. Also, will ultra-processed foods get tobacco-style warnings? This is an interesting kind of geeky science story. In the third hour of our program, Svante Myrick, President and CEO of People for the American Way, is going to be with us for the whole hour. We're going to talk about Project 2025, the debate, the Republican Party, just, you know, a lot of stuff to get into and go over. So, but I want to start out, first of all, with some of the Supreme Court decisions that came down this morning. This is, you know, pretty important stuff, actually. First off, the emergency abortions in Idaho, and I'm going to get to that when I rant about, you know, the Supreme Court and how, you know, it was never intended that they should be kings and queens of America. But bottom line, what the Supreme Court did in this case, here's what the case was. Idaho has a ban on abortions that also bans emergency room abortions to save a woman's life, essentially. And, you know, unless she's like just right on the edge of death, I get that's about as close as you can get. And even then, you know, generally speaking, they're not practicing that. They're not doing those kinds of abortions in Idaho. So there is this federal law which supersedes state law under the Constitution. I mean, the Constitution explicitly says the federal law is the supreme law of the land. The Constitution and federal law under it are basically overrule state and local laws, period, full stop. But the so, you know, in Moyle versus the United States, the case was, can Idaho's law basically illegally overrule federal law? And the conservative courts had ruled, you know, the Trump appointee judges had ruled that, yeah, you know, this is about abortion. That, you know, it doesn't matter what the federal law is. Idaho can overrule it. And so it went to the Supreme Court. And but the last court that ruled, the appeals court, said that no, federal law trumps state law. And so that's the current status of it right now. And the Supreme Court said, you know, we want to hear this case. Four of us said we wanted to hear this case this year. But when we heard the arguments and we realized that this is going to be, you know, basically be an explosive case about making abortion even more illegal in Idaho, we just decided that we'd really rather not decide this case this year because it might piss people off and cause them to vote for Joe Biden instead of Donald Trump. This is the exact same. In other words, they said we're not going to make a decision on this case. We're just going to kick it down to the lower court. They said it was improvidentially granted, the cert. Certiorari, the right to argue before the Supreme Court. They did the same thing with the Mifepristone case. You got four right-wing, no doubt Catholic judges, who want to impose their religion on the rest of us here in the United States, and you know they said yes, we'll take this case. In fact, presumably the same four took both cases, the Mifepristone case and the Idaho abortion case. Mifepristone, of course, the abortion drug that accounts for more than half of all abortions in the United States and is being used via telemedicine for even by women in states that have outlawed abortion. So in both cases, basically what the court ruled, or what the conservatives in the court ruled, was we're going to put this off till next year. Because now they don't explain why, but you know it's obvious to me, and I think obvious to anybody who has half a brain, that the reason that they postponed these decisions, very straightforward, the reason that they postponed these decisions was because you know they don't want to upset people. They're perfectly willing to do it in a non-election year, but this is a presidential election year, and you know they just don't want to add fire to the fuel of all the women in America and their friends and allies and husbands and brothers and fathers and sons who are pissed off about Dobbs. They just don't want to add fire to that fuel, or fuel to that fire, excuse me, number one. Number two, they rejected the liability shield that was at the center of the Purdue Pharma scandal. Purdue Pharma was started by this family, the Sacklers, who are one of the richest families in America. They're worth billions and billions of dollars. And they made their money selling OxyContin, basically. Or they made most of their money selling OxyContin. And they sold it, assuring doctors and hospitals that this is, finally, we've got an opioid that doesn't cause addiction. And so, you know, it just got widely prescribed all over the country. There was a period of about 5 years there where, you know, you could get Oxy, you could just walk into a doctor's office and say, my back hurts, oh, here's, have some OxyContin. And that led to millions of Americans getting addicted and hundreds of thousands of Americans dying from their addictions. And the Sacklers apparently knew all along how deadly their drug was, but this family, this criminal family, just decided, hey, we don't care how many people die, we're gonna make billions of dollars. And they did. So they cut a deal where their company, Purdue Pharma, would declare bankruptcy. It would give billions, like a couple of billion dollars to the victims. And part of that deal was that nobody in the family can ever be prosecuted. Well, the Supreme Court blew that up in a 5-4 decision. Interestingly, Clarence Thomas, Sam Alito, Amy Coney Barrett, and Ketanji Brown Jackson dissented. They wanted the deal to go through. But all the other judges, all the other justices, Gorsuch wrote the decision, said, yeah, let's do it. So, oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Gorsuch was joined. These were the judges that said, yes, blow up the deal. It was Gorsuch, Thomas, Alito, Barrett, and Jackson, which is fascinating. It's fascinating. Another decision that they came down with this morning was to block President Biden's air pollution plan. This was a program that was put together by the Environmental Protection Agency and the Biden administration. The problem is you've got, you know, I mean, what happens if you live in, you know, Pennsylvania, and which is downwind from Ohio, and Ohio has a bunch of factories that are pumping poison into the air, particularly if they're located in eastern Ohio, because the prevailing winds go from west to east. And so most of that pollution is not going into Ohio, it's going into Pennsylvania. Well, what can Pennsylvania do about that? Nothing, right? So they worked out this deal that says that, downwind states can actually sue and have some power to prevent themselves from having pollution dumped on them. And this was challenged by Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia, along with energy companies and trade groups. In other words, the polluters said, wait a minute, we don't like this. And the Supreme Court, this was another 5-4 decision. Amy Coney Barrett joined the three liberals on this one, which is weird because her father was in the oil industry forever, and she's generally very favorable to the oil industry. Her father was a lawyer for Chevron, as I recall, and for some 30 or 40 years. And but anyhow, that was the decision. They decided on behalf of the polluters. Surprise, surprise, right? And finally, the Securities and Exchange Commission and 200 other federal agencies routinely enforce their judgments against companies and individuals who have violated their rules with fines, right? Like the IRS, if you don't pay your taxes, you get hit with a fine. The EPA, if you pollute, you can get hit with a fine. Well, in this case, it was the Securities and Exchange Commission. And, if you engage in securities fraud, you get hit with a fine. Well, what the Supreme Court said, and this is absolutely bizarre, it's a 6-3 ruling, all the conservatives lined up on one side, they said agencies can't impose fines. You have to have jury trials. Now, there's over 200 agencies that impose fines. What's going to follow now is people saying, hey, I don't have to pay fines to the IRS. I don't have to pay my parking fines. I deserve a jury trial. Etc. I mean, this again. These people are just—they're completely off the wall. These right wingers. So, where did they get this power? Where did the Supreme Court get the authority to overrule Congress, to overrule the president, to overrule the administration? Who put them in charge of America? If you don't know the story I'm about to share with you, it'll probably shock you, but I'll tell you. On the other side of this break, stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's Work Money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy. It's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Where justice wears a crown, power's tilted, swayed and swings, leaving the people down, voices cry for balance lost. In shadows they convene, SCOTUS was never meant to be, kings and queens unseen. This lawlessness has gone too far, help us hear our plea.
Yeah, SCOTUS was never meant to be kings and queens. Congress, this has gone too far. Indeed. You know, so, you know, I laid out the Supreme Court cases and how, you know, and the other thing, of course, that they did yesterday was legalize bribery. As long as you pay your bribe after the government official does what you want rather than before. You know, they said that if it's paid after, it's a gratuity, it's a tip. And of course, I mean, you know, Neil Gorsuch got a land deal tip after he became a Supreme Court justice. Brett Kavanaugh got, you know, $1 million worth of debt wiped out. We have no idea how Sam Alito gets, you know, multi-hundred-thousand-dollar trips from, you know, billionaires, hedge fund billionaires. Clarence Thomas has taken over $4 million in tips. So, of course, they're going to say that, right? So where did they get this power? Well, it turns out the Supreme Court gave itself this power in 1803 in a case called Marbury versus Madison. This was not how the Constitution is written. Now, I realize that in the Wall Street Journal, Sam Alito wrote just a few months ago, quote, "No provision in the Constitution gives Congress the authority to regulate the Supreme Court, period," end quote. But here's what Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution says. "In all cases affecting ambassadors, other public ministers, and consuls, and those in which a state shall be a party, the Supreme Court shall have original jurisdiction. In all the other cases before mentioned, the Supreme Court shall have appellate jurisdiction, both as to law and fact, with such exceptions and under such regulations as Congress shall make." Not may make, shall make. Congress is required to regulate the Supreme Court. Now, I go through this is my article today for HartmanReport.com. If you want all the references and the actual quotes, Hamilton in Federalist 78 and Federalist 81 just laid this out. He writes, "The judiciary is beyond comparison the weakest of the three departments of power. It can never attack with success either of the other two branches." That's the exact opposite of what happened today. He said, "From the natural feebleness of the judiciary, it's in continual jeopardy of being overpowered, awed, or influenced by its coordinate branches." And the way that they solved that problem was by giving the justices lifetime tenure. He just goes through it. He says, "In the first place, there is not a single syllable in the Constitution under consideration which directly empowers the national courts to construe the laws according to the spirit of the Constitution, or which gives them any greater latitude in this respect than may be claimed by the courts of every state." He just lays it out. He said, "We have seen that the original jurisdiction of the Supreme Court would be confined to two clauses of cases, and all other cases, the original jurisdiction would appertain to inferior tribunals, and the Supreme Court would have nothing more than an appellate jurisdiction, quote, with such exceptions and under such regulations as Congress shall make." And yet, Dick Durbin, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, refuses to do what the Constitution says he shall do, which is regulate the Supreme Court. This court, for decades, has been behaving way beyond their charter. And the United States Senate needs to act. We need to hold this court to account. They are completely out of control. And there are remedies for this. And those remedies reside in the United States Senate, which is right now controlled by Democrats. And Dick Durbin has the power. He just so far refuses to use it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. I got a quick amazing geeky science for you, and I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
yeah. Absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom, right. T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson, thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is a special report from ABC News, the race for the White House. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Some Democrats bemoaning President Biden's performance at the CNN presidential debate with former President Trump on abortion.
Roe v. Wade, you have late-term abortion. You can do whatever you want, depending on the state. You can do whatever you want. We don't think that's a good thing. We think it's a radical thing.
For 51 years, that was the law. 51 years, Constitutional Scholarship said it was the right way to go. 51 years, and it was taken away because this guy put very conservative members on the Supreme Court.
ABC News political contributor Steve Roberts.
I think this is a disaster for Joe Biden. He looked every bit his age and more. The contrast with Donald Trump, who came across as so much more vigorous, was just stunning.
The Biden camp says the president has a cold. The Trump camp claiming victory. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
7 News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they're more bullish on the economy in Wisconsin than nationwide. 44% say they have a positive view of the state's economy, while only 34% like the national outlook. 55% say Wisconsin is headed in the wrong direction. The House version of the federal farm bill would cut the SNAP low-income food program by $30 billion. The justification is to save taxpayer money, but advocates say SNAP is worth billions to local economies.
Every SNAP dollar is returned into the economy. It turns into profits for local businesses, for agricultural producers. When we stop investing in SNAP, those communities miss out.
Carmen Maradian says that would cost taxpayers down the road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In the summer that's seen several horror films released, the trend continues. A Quiet Place Day One is the third episode of the franchise, and despite the absence of Emily Blunt and John Krasinski, the film is reviewing very well on Rotten Tomatoes, grabbing an 86% so far. Despite the good reviews, Day One does not have much of a chance of knocking off Inside Out 2 at the box office. The sequel to Inside Out is expected to reach $1 billion faster than any animated film in history. The other highly anticipated film is Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1. Believe it or not, the film is even longer than the title. Horizon is a Civil War-era drama that clocks in at just over 3 hours, and that's Chapter 1, folks. Horizon is pulling a 44% on Rotten Tomatoes. Sean Penn and Dakota Johnson star in Daddy-O, which opens in limited release and is pulling a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and a few showers developing in the late night. By sunrise, we'll be in the lower 60s. Winds will be gusty. Shower and thunderstorm chances on the increase for Friday as mostly cloudy skies prevail. Highs in the middle 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Matt Mayer Bear on Air.
It is Wisconsin. We need to have some kind of presidential debate drinking game. What is the cue?
Is it rigged? Is it?
Come on, man. Malarkey, though.
I think
malarkey is like a 5-point word.
Yeah, that's the one ring to rule them all. That is the one you want to get. I feel like he will switch some voters if he does malarkey because it's just so darn charming.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Friday, so I welcome host of Max Inc. Radio and Live in the Lair, Terry Barr, who always brings great music and conversation, and we'll discuss the legacy of Mel Brooks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Quick geeky science here. This is amazing. Back in 2013, an entomologist, a bug guy, Gerard Talavera, was on the beach in French Guiana, in South America, and they're laying on the sand on the continent's eastern shores. Their wings tattered and riddled with holes were a couple of hundred. Vanessa Cardui, one of the world's, a butterfly. It's called the Painted Lady butterfly. And he said, looking at these things, they had to be recovering from a long flight because they looked pretty badly beat up, you know. So he took a couple of the dead butterflies. Some of them had died. He took a couple of the dead butterflies and said, I'm going to figure out where they came from. And it took a couple of years. In 2018, he developed a way to gene sequence pollen, DNA from pollen. And the pollen grains had been sticking to these butterflies. So he could figure out what the plants were, the genus and species of the plants of the pollen that the butterflies had on their bodies. And it turned out that they were from Africa. And he just published this Tuesday in Nature Communications, that journal. In addition, he also sequenced the butterfly's genome and found that they were definitely West African butterflies. So here's this bunch of butterflies. This is a 7-day trip for a butterfly to cross the Atlantic. And the prevailing winds are from west to east, and they were going from east to west. So they were flying against the wind. And the question, this is amazing. In fact, the article notes that insect migrations are the largest movement of biomass around the world. Over southern England alone, a staggering 3.7 trillion insects migrate annually. But this 7 or 8 day trip across the Atlantic, I'm wondering, if you ever looked carefully at a butterfly, where do they store the energy? I couldn't flap my wings for 8 days nonstop. You're in the Atlantic Ocean. There's no place to even rest. Nature just blows me away, you know? Life is such a gift. We are so blessed to be alive and to have this vibrant living world around us. It's just an amazing thing. Oh, my. And then tonight we've got the debate. I just got an email from Nate Silver saying that it looks like Trump is going to win the election. I'm not buying it. I'm just not buying it, but I am concerned. And now, of course, CNN says they're going to fact check, but they're going to do it on post-debate on the CNN site and the app. I thought it was Twitter. It turns out it's going to be the CNN site and the app. So you're going to have to use the web or their app to get the fact checking. But even that was enough that Stephen Miller comes out and goes, oh, yeah, CNN pledges to fact check Trump all night, i.e. smear and spin for Biden. Right. Somebody on Twitter said, interestingly, that you immediately got upset the CNN is going to fact check Trump. He didn't say it was Trump. Are you concerned he's going to fact check Biden? Really? Yeah. All right, so what's on your mind today? Hey, Tyrone in Harlem, New York. Hey, Tyrone, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I, I'm I'm concerned about the fact that we keep giving excuses for people that are willing to turn this country to ashes because they don't do exactly what they want. We give them excuses by saying, oh, they must be stupid, they must be dumb, they don't know what they're talking about. These are educated people. Them people that setting up 2025, these are not hillbillies. These are not to disrespect hillbillies, but these are not people that haven't been schooled, educated, and what have you. These people are a clear and present danger to the future of this country, and they don't care because they want this country to do exactly what they want it to do for them. Right. And if we keep making excuses for them, saying, oh, they don't know what they're talking about, listen, these people know what they're talking about. Donald Trump know what he's talking about. He know what he wants. And we have to accept the fact that there are people that live here that are not good people. We're taught to believe that there's good in everybody. But there's a lot of evil out there. And there's a lot of people that thrives off of it. And if we keep turning the blind eye to what these people are planning on doing, we're going to end up getting burned. This is why, these people that supported Trump are getting burned, like the lady that had to leave Texas. She was a supporter of Trump. Yeah. And she was a pro-life person. She had to leave Texas, and now she's complaining about the decisions she made. We're making these decisions that are detrimental to us, and then when we realize that it's wrong, it's too late.
Yeah.
A million people died. And he's talking about doing the same thing he did on the last pandemic. He's planning on breaking down the pandemic response program. He's planning on breaking that down again. And if we have another pandemic, he's going to do the same thing.
Yeah. No, I get it, Tyrone. And we've got this unholy alliance between right-wing billionaires who want tax cuts, big oil companies and other major polluters who want less regulation, and hardcore evangelical Christians and Catholics who want to ban abortion and put women back in the bedroom and the kitchen and keep them barefoot and pregnant. And
they're not dumb people.
And no, they're not dumb people. They're very smart people. Yeah, and they use the Powell memo to basically take over America, and they control most of our media. We've got 1,500 right-wing radio stations out there. You've got all these, all these right-wing think tanks that are supporting all this stuff, the State Policy Network, the Heritage Foundation, all this stuff. We're going to be talking about that at some length in the third hour of the program today, but you're absolutely right. And I'm concerned that these people are on the edge of completely taking over the United States. They've already taken over the Supreme Court. They have been working at this for 50 years. This has been a 50-year-long project since the Powell Memo in 71. Maybe that's 60 years. I don't know. I have to do the math. They're on the verge of victory, and it's a damn scary thing. Tyrone, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Well said. Edward in Long Beach, California. Hey, Edward, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you? It's been
good.
A while. So Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel is scheduled to come visit our country and address our Congress next month, and I'm just feeling like it's really hideous and abhorrent that our members representing us would invite this war criminal to come speak to our Congress. So I'm just wanted to have a discussion. What do you think is the best thing that we could be asking our representatives to do? To boycott when give him a friend? I mean, I thought that at first, but then I'm thinking that's going to give him a friendly audience. Maybe they can be present and represent our American values of freedom, justice, and peace, and do some civil disobedience, boo him, heckle him, have a die-in, whatever they can do, like the college students, who are peacefully protesting. Do you think it would be better for us to be asking that they be present and not give him a friendly audience? What do you think?
I don't know, Edward. I mean, I could game it either way, and you actually presented both sides of that. On the one hand, if the Democrats don't show up, and there's a small handful of Republicans who are horrified by what Netanyahu is doing, if they don't show up, then yeah, he's going to have a super friendly audience, and it's going to look like he's beloved by Congress. On the other hand, if they do show up and they just sit quietly, probably the outcome will be pretty much the same as what I just described. And on the other hand, if they're disruptive, then the Republicans and the right-wing media will be going nuts about how, they're all like Jamal Bowen pulling the fire alarm. They're all out of control, et cetera, et cetera. And I just, It's a no-win situation. He never should have been invited to speak to the United States. But, you know, he did this when Barack Obama was president, too. Netanyahu is a right-winger. He does not want a Democrat as president of the United States. He wants a Republican in charge of this country. He wants America and Israel to both become authoritarian states, authoritarian ethno-states, religious, states that are based on religion and ethnicity. And, you know, Israel already is to a large extent. And it's just wrong. In my opinion, he should not be addressing Congress. We should not address, you know, I agree with you. This guy is a war criminal. Edward, thank you for the call. Sorry I don't have a clear position on this, but it's just a no-win situation as far as I can tell. It's 45 minutes, or it will be in a few seconds, 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. You know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app, Max Inc. Radio.
From Puerto Rico to Wisconsin, Chera's sultry songwriting showcases her life. She's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Baugh. Join me, rocker and Jimmy K.
Weekend evenings, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan, we're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
you are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
From the mountains to the seas and all the land between, the air we breathe, the waters gleam, every shade of green. These are gifts we share. They're meant for everyone. But now they try to take them piece by piece, one by one. Stop privatizing the commons. It belongs to us all. From the tallest of the mountains to the rivers as they fall. It's the
welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Floyd in how do you say that in Iowa?
It's pronounced Ottumwa, Iowa. Hey,
Ottumwa.
Tom, what
okay.
Do you, Ottumwa. What are the hours for your show? What time do you start?
We're 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time.
There you go. Hey, you know, this Supreme Court business. I've always thought that Biden, as soon as he got into office, he should have started packing that court. It's a waste of time to try to talk to these opponents.
Yeah.
This guy, Gorsuch, when he got on, you know, remember he lied to Collins, I think all of them did, lied to Collins, Senator Collins, when she specifically asked him about his ruling. And he said he fumbled around, never had come straight out and answer.
Yeah.
She should have known the guy was going to lie to her.
Oh,
now he's
course.
On the court, you see what the result is. That's why I say
he's not the only one who lied. Roberts lied.
Absolutely.
Thomas lied.
Alito
lied.
Here's the thing about Thomas. This fella, you remember, recall Anita Hill did not even want to come and appear before
Congress.
She got subpoenaed. They subpoenaed her.
Yeah.
Right. Now, and that brings up something else about this. What's this guy's name? This Jones, or what's this fella's name? That's a representative out of Ohio. He's had a subpoena from Congress. He hasn't answered
yet. Jim Jordan you're talking about. Yeah.
That's the guy.
Yeah,
that's
he ignored a congressional subpoena.
Well, absolutely. And he still goes on and on railing about others. But hey, let me touch on something else right quick. This Democrat business about not going to the speech by Netanyahu, that's a mistake to beat the band. Mm. You recall when the Soviet Union did not show up at the only defense council, UN business, United Nations vote
the
to go into
council.
Korea, the Security Council. They decided to boycott, to not show up. That was the only time they ever done that, because when we gave the approval to it, we got the police forces, or the policing action, to go into Korea. They learned their lesson there.
Yeah.
These Democrats had better show up for this speech by Netanyahu. And by golly, I'll tell you what, if you need to get up and stand up and boo him or hiss or whatever you're going to do, you do it. Don't you sit there quietly.
I'm
like
with
you.
You
said, sit on your hands.
I'm with you.
Don't do that.
I'm with you.
Let me talk to you later.
There's
got
to be a way to do it that isn't a total breach of decorum. I mean, you know, we don't want a repeat of Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, you know, shouting like hyenas.
Or that Representative Wilson from South Carolina. But there is, and for goodness sake, show up, Democrats. Thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thank you, Floyd. Bruce in Seattle. Hey, Bruce, what's on your mind today?
First-time caller, did I hear that you were fascinated by the number of conservative Supreme Court justices that voted to dump the Sackler family deal?
Fascinated is the wrong word, but I did comment on it. Why?
To me, that's easy. They're throwing the Sackler family under the bus because everybody hates the Sackler family now. Purdue Pharma may not even exist anymore, and they probably don't have any hardly any power in their industry anymore. So I think these conservative Supreme Court justices decided to throw them under the bus because there won't be very much problem with doing that. And then they can say, look, we're not completely married to rich people. Look what we did to the Sacklers.
Yeah, they're good, like, point. The big mistake the Sacklers made was not taking Clarence Thomas on an all, you know, expenses paid cruise of Indonesia or something.
It would have been cheap money to pay for a cruise for him, and then you could, you know, get away with your deal.
And take Alito up to Alaska for some good salmon fishing, and pay off you know, another mortgage for Kavanaugh, and you know, buy a house from Gorsuch. They could have done it. They missed their opportunity.
Exactly. But I think they're getting dumped because they just don't have any power anymore, and you know, they're completely discredited. Everyone hates them. And
let's hope that what the court is saying is that you can't use bankruptcy courts to eliminate personal liability for criminal action. I mean, because that's essentially what the ruling said, and I think that's why Ketanji Brown Jackson joined them. It was fascinating. Bruce, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Michael in Cypress, Texas. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Tom, every time I make a statement on progressive radio, I get cut off or it's not received very well. But, you know, those people that select these conservative judges, the Heritage Foundation and these people, you said
it
earlier.
The Federalist Society.
The Federal Society, those, and there's more think groups, I think, group like that on the conservative thinks group out there that's like that. But you said it earlier. These people have been planning this for 50 years. They knew that the demographic of this country was going to change. They have been planning to overthrow our Constitution, the rule of law, for 50 years because they no longer, the only reason they ever believed in democracy is because they had the numbers. Now that they don't have the numbers, they don't believe in it. But let me tell you,
I agree.
This is what people are progressive. This is what progressive don't like to hear from me. So we got to hold them accountable. The people I blame for this is our leaders on our side, the Democrats. Because if we saw this coming and they heard about these people putting these groups together, why did they not strengthen our democracy? Why, when they were in power, they did not strengthen?
I don't disagree with you, Michael. I mean, you know, the Clinton administration, for 8 years, Bill Clinton was president. For 8 years, Barack Obama was president. And both of them had embraced neoliberalism, tragically. And so, if anything, they weakened our democracy substantially. You know, shipping jobs overseas.
Let me say this and I'll go. And thank you, Tom, for taking my call. I have no other horse to ride but this one right now. But we got to do like the MAGAs do. We got to start holding our party responsible.
Well, here's the good news, Michael. Joe Biden has repudiated the neoliberalism, the free tradeism, the get rid of laborism of the Clinton and Obama administrations. He has turned his back on it. He has embraced the labor movement, the first president in the history of the United States to walk a picket line. He has embraced raising taxes on rich people, you know, and I realize Clinton did that slightly, but this is a big change. Joe Biden, the Biden administration, and the Democratic Party in general, I believe, have learned their lesson. They've learned how bad neoliberalism screwed America and how it was basically Republicanism light, and they're turning away from it. Michael, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554.
You're listening to The Eagle. WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look back at the presidential debate. Also bring you an update on EVs, what it means for Pete Buttigieg, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.